So I have a fond memory of starting a new position as a manager. I didn't have any direct reports, but I had major responsibilities, so much so that I was overwhelmed. And because at the time, I wasn't experienced. So during the interview, the company at the time decided, hey, you know what? I'm going to make an investment on you. Take a chance. See if you got what it takes. And you know what happened? As 45 said in his reality show, The Apprentice, I failed and got fired. In this episode, I'll be explaining when you have high career aspirations, entrepreneur aspirations, one thing you need to establish right off the bat is the fact that you can be a leader. Even if you've had someone like 45 to in fact fire you, or a client didn't pull through, you're probably already a leader and you just don't know it yet.
Welcome to Expressive Espresso.
Today is about the power of you.
Anytime I'm scared of something, I feel impelled to attack it.
Expressive Espresso is the coffee shop for leaders like you.
If you don't fail, you're not even trying.
Expand your knowledge about personal development.
Anything that starts with I don't want to work is already a problem.
Entrepreneurship.
Invest in things that you understand.
And leadership.
You will change the world.
This is Expressive Espresso with Alexis DeAngicoli.
Even though I failed and ultimately was terminated from that position, and it's funny because I can laugh about it now, I already knew what they knew in my interview, and that was I'm a leader. The U.S. unemployment rate is currently at 3.8% and hasn't changed since March, with the lowest being 3.7% in 1969. So currently, 3.8% is about 156 million people. I want you to think about a way to get to the position you really want. And being a good leader is important. Everybody can think of at least one natural leader in the office. But how do you become a leader if you're not born with those skills? When you're trying to become an excellent leader, you have to first make a name for yourself. And that means avoid looking like someone else who is overbearing or ridiculous. When finding the balance between the two, take some time to consider the tips in this episode to help you become a great leader at work without looking like a fool. First, you want to try to get to know everyone, and that's no matter who they are or what they do, whether they're related to your projects or not. Make it a point to really get to know everyone you come in contact with. This means getting out and mingling a little bit. So, for example, this would mean going to company gatherings or even if those people are not directly related to your career, getting to know those who you work with will teach you a lot about how the business works and what is going on. Next, you want to know when to turn down a project. So leaders, including myself, are often considered the go-to guy or the go-to gal. So you might think a leader needs to accept every proposed project. In reality, this isn't true. If you looked over a project and determined that you can't handle it well, you're going to be in a much better place by not accepting it. And that's leading into the topic of the podcast, because delegating is a leader's business. As a leader, you should never avoid a project just because it's too much work. Always cite specific reasons you can't complete the project. This shows that you are able to take ownership of your schedule. Plus, it proves that you only want to provide top quality results to others and not just rush jobs. Simple no can be a great way, but as a leader, you have to offer solutions. While you should strive to tackle problems before they happen, from time to time, this isn't possible. Even when things are problematic, make sure you step in with a solution that you're willing to work on to improve the situation. Being remembered as someone who came forward with a solution will go a long way to earning respect as a leader in the workplace or in the entrepreneurship field. And now let's get into my favorite part of being a leader, delegating and outsourcing. After you offered solutions, reflected and put into action how you are a leader, more and more people understand the value of delegating some of their responsibilities. And as a leader, it's important to make delegating and outsourcing our business. So what is outsourcing? The term outsourcing is a big buzzword, of course, in today's world. Essentially, it's meant to hire someone to do certain tasks. So you, the business owner, employee, or homeowner, can have more time to focus on important aspects of your life. One example, if you're running your own business, outsourcing always allows you to spend more time on money-making tasks. And if you're an employee, outsourcing may give you more time to get the key tasks done so you can spend more time at home. If you're a homeowner, outsourcing frees up your time from repetitive or mundane tasks like cutting the grass or doing home repair. When you first think about delegation and outsourcing, you might be a little hesitant at first, especially if you don't run your own business. If you put a lot of effort in your home or job, you may be leery of the idea of handling it over to someone else, but the benefits are too great to ignore. Delegating in your business has many benefits, including 1, focus on things that matter most to you. Let others worry about the customer service or fulfillment. Let others tackle the technical issues or tame your email. When you focus on what matters most to you, you'll be able to get more done. Next, you want to focus on what you love to do. If website design and technical issues bore you to death, outsource these activities to people who enjoy doing that type of work. Doing what you love yields better quality of work and life. Save money by hiring the expert. Someone who has vast experience will be able to work more quickly and efficiently than you, especially if you're unfamiliar with the task. So sometimes it's okay to leave a task for experts. Remember, when you outsource or delegate your responsibilities, you're effectively buying your time back. And of course, with these options, there may be financial decisions you have to make before you decide if the idea of outsourcing and delegating is right for you. Make sure that you consider the pros and cons, but if you need to do it, there's no reason to wait. You'll get more done and you'll lead a more balanced and healthy life. And since it is the month of July, it is Start Something New. So if you've already been outsourcing and delegating, that's fine. Up your game just a little bit more. Just review the areas that you need to work on. If you haven't, I encourage you to try something new. I have been your host, Alexis DeAngelo. This is Expressive Espresso. Thank you so much for tuning in. And until we meet again, have a great week.